time right now to get you up to date. Boy, it feels good to be back to regular schedule, though.
It feels so, so good. Teachers, kids, back to work today. Oh, boy.
Had a nice break, though. Hopefully you did as well.
Relaxing time.
Eric Scott's got your news headlines for you.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro set to make his first appearance in an American courtroom. Maduro and his wife expected to appear at noon before a judge in New York accused of narco-terrorism and drug trafficking. The Trump administration used the criminal charges to justify capturing Maduro and removing him to U.S. soil. If you have a flight today, check with your carrier. There are still residual delays due to flight restrictions that were put in place following the U.S. military action in Venezuela. Over 400 delays at Newark Sunday. Those restrictions have been lifted, but there may still be some residual issues. A 91-year-old brick resident has been charged in connection with a hit-and-run crash in Wall that injured a landscaper operating a riding mower. The driver reportedly told police he thought he hit a garbage can. The Route 13 bridge over the Point Pleasant Canal scheduled to be closed today. Traffic detoured for 2 months as crews begin priority bridge repairs. This is also known as the Loveland Town Bridge between Point Pleasant and Bayhead, first built in 1971. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Eric Scott. Now here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Back to work and back to school for many New Jerseyans today with one more unseasonably chilly day on deck and then finally a welcome warm-up set to kick in. Today's high temperature, 36. With early peaks of sun and mostly cloudy skies, you might catch a flurry flying around midday today. Calm and dry tonight with lots of clouds, low 32. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of evening sprinkles, high 43, jumping to 49 on Wednesday. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. All right.